Blog Talk Radio.
Sports fans, it's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. It is a Wednesday night, 11:01 Eastern Time. Thank you for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited to bring you the 13th edition. Yes, we're at the number 13th edition. We've got a whole bunch of more shows planned for the next few weeks. A lot of big names coming up. We will hit those in a little bit. Tonight, we will be joined by wide receiver slash running back. He has some running back ability as well, mainly a running back out of high school, Jeremy Estramira. I'm trying not to butcher his name. He's from Mansfield University, quite a talented kid. He was a Dream Bowl participant as well as an FCS Bowl participant. We'll get the inside scoop on how those games were. He's got really good speed, and he plays bigger than his size. What I mean by that is he's 5'7", 190. He plays for a sprint football, which is something I've never heard of. So we're going to ask him, Jeremy, about his experience with Mansfield University football and the sprint football and what it's all about, something I'm not truly familiar with. But Jeremy Estramira should bring us that inside track. If you want to follow him, at J Estramira 80, that's when you can follow him on Twitter. Follow his NFL journey. He's grinding every day, and he's getting ready for any opportunity that might come his way. And he's just a humble guy around the locker room. He's well-rounded around campus, and he's a media major. So we can relate on that. I was a media major in school, so, you know, I totally understand what kind of assignments he's going to be doing nightly, and I really look forward to having him on here in just a few moments. He went down to the FCS Bowl, had a really good week. At the Dream Bowl, he had another good week. He had 5 catches, and, you know, in all-star games, any opportunity you can get to really get yourself out there and make catches, you know, it looks good. I believe he met with a few scouts, but we'll talk to him in a few moments. Again, if you want to follow him on Twitter, at J Estramira 80, that's his Twitter tag if you want to check him out. And if you want to check out any other archived interview I've done in the past or Mickey has done, we've had a few just internet interviews, excuse me. You can go to NFLDraftWarroom.com/interviews. They will be in there. So there's just a whole bunch of things you can check out on the website. There's really just a bunch of things. There's a small school mock draft. There's a regular mock draft. There's a big board, a value chart. And if you want to check that out, NFLDraftForum.com/interviews are the interview section. But without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on tonight, Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. I've been quite busy. Obviously, you know this. We've been connected since about maybe October or November.
I'd say it's been about that long.
I've been with Jeremy for a while. I've given him, I hope, some good advice over the last few months. We're now in the February mark. It's really grind time, and Jeremy's going to join us tonight to talk to us a little bit about his journey from college football now into the pro ranks. I've told our listeners about your size, what kind of impact you had at the Dream Bowl, a little bit about your background. We'll get a little more detailed with that. So we'll start off with some simple, easy questions that you usually hear from everyone. Then we'll get into something that's a little more in-depth. You down for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Let's hear them.
All right, let's get started. So going into the college ranks, coming out of high school, what kind of college football teams were looking at you? Was there anyone that gave you a really big offer? And how was your translation from the high school realm to college football?
Well, you see, I kind of have a funny story. You know, I didn't really play high school football. I mean, I played like my senior year. You know, I was very new to the sport. I played behind two really good wide receivers who were both sitting at about 6 foot four, you know, nearly 200 pounds. One went to Missouri, one went to Lackawanna, and then went to Cal U. So, I mean, it wasn't something that was in the books for me. You know, I more so just wanted to go to college. And, you know, my best friend Dave Wallace and my other best friend Jared Young, they were both going to Mansfield University, one to run track, one to play sprint football. And, you know, so I just wanted to get there and hang out with them and watch those guys and support them. And so happened to walk onto the team. And, you know, here I am a couple years later. And, you know, it was – I guess I didn't really get to see much of a transition from high school to college because, you know, I didn't play in high school. You know, I played, you know, very little, you know, a couple tackles here, and I played more defense than I did offense. We ran the wing tee, but it was different, you know. So I basically just learned football right when I got here. You know, I just kind of jumped into the water, you know, learned how to swim, you know, when it comes to college football. And you know, I was a quick learner, you know, thank God. And you know, with the coaches here, they really set me up. They set me up well, and they taught me well, and I grew quick.
Let's jump into some subject that, you know, a lot of fans and even myself, you know, who is I'm not going to brag, but a very big football fan. Tell us a little bit about sprint football. You know, it's not a term that's used a lot in, you know, football terms. You know, tell our listeners a little about, just briefly about sprint football.
Yeah, sprint football is it's the Colonial Sprint Football League. It's been around for over 75 years. I mean, you've got, you know, some of the top Ivy League schools in the country. You got Cornell, Princeton, Penn, you know, those teams that are in the league. And now we have Navy, Army, Post, Franklin Pierce. We've got teams from all over that are looking to get into the league now. Basically, there's just it's regular football, regular NCAA regulations. Only thing to it is that, you know, there's a weight limit. That's why they call it sprint football. You know, everyone has to weigh 172 pounds 2 days prior to game day. But, I mean, these guys are every bit of 172. And, you know, some guys will weigh in at 172, but on game day, you know, they're sitting at 190. You know, so it's fast. It's a lot faster than other levels of football. And, you know, everything happens so quick. So it's fairly different to see, you know, the linemen. But as far as the skill set, everyone's amazing. You know, it's there's so much speed, there's so much, you know, it's all about technique in sprint football.
It just seems so high paced. I was looking through the team photo and I'm just like, no way some of these guys weigh that. You know, I could fit on your sprint team. You know, I just weigh a little bit under 160 pounds. I actually played wide receiver flag football, so, you know, I could probably fit right into your program.
Yeah, I mean, so, hey, get it where you fit in, man.
Hey, I still have 4 years of eligibility. I'm only 3 years out of school, but it's all good. Tell me about your relationship with a few people in the program. Let's start with your coaches, Graham Johnson, Johnson. Tell me about your relationship with your head coach, and as well as Ryan Lacombe. He's the running back coach. I know you've played
Coach
some running
Larkham.
Back and receiver.
Excuse me. Yeah, me and Coach Larkham, my first year, I got moved over from receiver to running back due to, a running back went down, and I was probably the next most durable, versatile athlete there that could handle, playing both wide receiver and running back. So I got to know, Coach Larkham really well. We always clicked. He never had to tell me anything twice. He's a great coach. He mentored me my whole career here. And so it was awesome, to have him be my support system. Coach Johnson, I mean he's a great leader, great head coach. I mean he's taught me a lot of little things, other than football. I mean, he's taught me how to be a great receiver. He really sat me down and made us stay in the film room and understand the playbook. And I mean, we had multiple conversations, in the off season, just random stuff. He's really a great coach. He sincerely cares about his players' success as athletes, as well as students. He wants us to be, at the end of the day, we're here to get degrees, and then we're supposed to be athletes. And so he really stresses that a lot. So he cares about his players a lot, and me and Coach had a really, really good relationship.
I think you hit something that's really important, building a relationship with your player as a coach and also making sure they learn, the techniques. I know that Coach Johnson is, quite a guy that has been around the block a few times. He's got experience. I know he's a great motivator from what I've heard. So, I think it's important how he develops you, and especially with you trying to go with a big dream going forward into the professional ranks. There's another guy I wanted to ask you about is your teammate, your quarterback, Mike
Maniscalco.
Maniscalco, yes. I was trying to say his name right without messing it up, but Maniscalco. Tell me about your relationship with Mike.
Yeah, me and Mike, man, we are, we're as tight as we can be. We're together all day, every day. I mean, we have the same major. We have a radio show together here on campus. We do a lot of things together. We toss back and forth, pretty much every day. My goal is to catch 100 balls every single day. And, he makes sure that he throws to me all the time. He's always accountable. He's a great kid, a great leader. He's a leader of that team. And, I can rely on Mike all the time. We talk all throughout every single day, all night. If he ever has questions, he always asks me. If if I ever need some insight, I go to him, and we just feed off of each other.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever need a radio interview for your show, I would be more than happy to call in. I actually did 3 years of sports talk radio in college, so I'm right up there with you. I really like your media major. That's something we can quite relate to.
Yeah, and you know what? It's an awesome experience here at the university. They really get the students well-rounded as far as, audio production and TV production. So we're well involved with the university as far as our, our broadcasting system and our radio system. So, yeah, any time you're free, we'll talk more about it, and we'll definitely like to get an interview and some of your insight and some draft talk maybe our next show.
Oh, draft talk, I'm down. I call into probably about 3 or 4 shows a week, give my insight on things. So I would be more than happy to come on your show. Let's move forward. Since we only got half an hour, it flies by. We've only got 15 minutes left already. I wanted to ask you, I'm going to bring up a shadow comparison. I know that you already know who I've compared yourself to, but, we're going to tell the listeners. Who do you mold your game around, or who do you compare yourself to in the NFL? And then I'm going to give my comparison and tell our listeners who I compare your game to in the league today.
Anyone who knows me well will tell you that I've always liked Victor Cruz. I'm a big fan of his. Me and his story are, we really share the same story, same background. you know, him being such a Hispanic role model, and a great football player, great person. You know, I really look up to him. So I like the way he plays, the way he runs routes. So I really, you know, molded myself towards the way he does things. But, you know, obviously we're built a little differently. So, you know, I've always tried to take a little bit from him, Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, you know, the smaller receivers. But a couple of my buddies have said that, you know, I run similar routes to Odell Beckham, which is I wouldn't agree, but hey, I'll take that any day. But yeah, Victor Cruz is probably, you know, someone I really like to compare myself to.
Well, we've already discussed it. Occasionally on Twitter, I will put out, you know, any of the guys that I help mentor. Who do I? I'll tell you who I compare yourself to. And, you know, I've already told you a few weeks ago that you remind me of Andrew Hawkins, who played at Toledo. He was undrafted, similar story, similar size, 5'7", very fast. And he plays bigger than the size. And I don't think I really need to go in much detail because you understand where I'm going from with that.
Right.
But I just want to let our listeners know that that's who I compare your game to is Andrew Hawkins of the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, he's in Cleveland now because he was at the Cincinnati Bengals, but then he went to the Browns right up the street, which was kind of a little bit of a controversy for a little bit, but it's whatever. Tell me if you have any interaction with any alumni that have played at Mansfield University, or, you know, do you have any interaction with guys that have been in the league before that have played with Mansfield? I've got a guy such as Aaron Flynnicani, who played in the CFL. He was a fourth-round pick in the CFL draft, and he played about two seasons. He didn't play long, but does he ever come back to the school to give any insight to you guys?
You know, I can't say I've had a conversation with him at all. You know, the biggest alumni that I talk to, and you know, most kids can say that they talk to, as well as the coaches, is a man named Mike Kemp. I mean, he was an all-star running back here. He's got so many records here, and he's really he's a pusher. You know, he really cares about the program and the players that go through here. And he's kind of been behind me, you know, this whole process, just giving me a little bit of insight here and there, making sure I'm doing the right things all the time, staying on track. So he's kind of a big role model for me, you know, just making sure I'm doing all the right things. But, yeah, Mike Kemp is about the only alumni that I really have conversations with about the pros. I mean, he's had his shot. You know, he's played – he's went to camp with a couple of teams. And, I mean, he gives me a lot of insight on stuff and how I need to do things.
I think it's great when you have a mentor figure that's been through the grind in the NFL and, you know, they can come back and tell you. But sometimes you're a unique person that is the first of – his college or the first since, you know, the 1950s, and, you know, it's a brand new game. So, you know, I think it's really important to have that alumni figure that's been through the grind, and it sounds like you have a great one there. Let's move forward. I'm going to talk about, let's talk about your experience at the FCS Bowl and the Dream Bowl. I know you played in both of those games. We talked about it a few times. Tell me about each experience. I know in the Dream Bowl you caught 5 passes, not to mention I was watching it, so I was keeping tally of who caught what. But tell me about your experience at both small All-Star games.
You know, the FCS Bowl in Miami, it was an awesome experience. For me, I really didn't unleash. You know, I didn't give it my all out there because I felt so restricted because I didn't want to make mistakes. But after a little bit, you know, I started to get a little bit warm and I adapted a little bit to the talent level that was down there, and things started to go a little bit more smoother. The game didn't go as well as I thought it would, but I mean those things. You know, All-Star games, it's 50-50 sometimes, you know, with the All-Star games because, you know, those are guys you've never played with your whole life. And, you know, you're just thrown into one game in one weekend without no chemistry. And, you know, so it is what it is. But I learned a lot there from the scouts, from the coaches. And it was a great experience, and I really got to see where I stood. And then up in the Dream Bowl, it's a little better. You know, I think playing down in Miami took my play level up a little bit, and I learned some things, and I took that in the play in the Dream Bowl, and really showed out. You know, one on ones in practice, I did what I had to do. You know, I showed the coaches that, you know, I'm good off the line. I'm good when I'm not being pressed. I'm good when I'm pressed. So I ran some good routes, caught balls clean, and, you know, I showed out a little bit.
What stands out to you when I watch your film, I've watched your film numerous times, plus I got to see you live during the Dream Bowl. I wish I would have traveled down for it, but I saw the live stream. You run very good routes. They're very quick routes. They're crisp, and that's something I very much enjoy from a wide receiver. If you can't run around and can't get open, then you're toast. Natural.
Right.
Most of the plays, as well as, you know, second effort, even as small as you are coming from a sprint football, you still play that you're 6'5". You play like you're huge. And that's something that I really liked about your game when I evaluate.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing, you know, when you're small like me, some people are scared to take chances because, you know, I'm such a small guy, they're scared of how I'm going to react when I take hits. But, you know, playing in the Dream Bowl and the FCS Bowl, I think, you know, I took hits pretty well. You know, I bounced right back up off the floor. You know, it wasn't too crazy or anything like that. I think that was the biggest thing people wanted to see, is how I was going to handle getting hit from those regular weight linebackers and linemen and strong safeties in the slot compared to, you know, being here at sprint, getting hit by these guys here. And, you know, it really wasn't a difference for me. You know, I think I used my speed to an advantage. So it was definitely eye-opening and to myself, and it just felt good to be able to compete there.
Let's move into one of the last segments of the night. I like to call it the three-wish segment. You've just found a bottle. I'm your genie. I came out, and I'm giving you three wishes. In those three wishes, I say you have one thing you cannot do, and that's instantly wish yourself into the NFL, CFL, AFL, et cetera, instant success to a team. But anything else is fair game. You can wish for a new car, anything else you want. You can. You have three wishes.
Oh, man. I guess my first wish would be I wish I was about 4 inches taller. That's definitely, you know, a big wish for me. Yeah, getting some height would be nice.
I still have two more wishes.
All right. let's see. Man, this is tough, man, being put on the spot like this. Two more. I guess I would, I'd like a new car. You know, my car is nice. I got a little Chevy Cavalier, but, you know, I'd like to get a nice little Mini Cooper. You know, I don't know why, but I guess that's like my dream car. It wouldn't be a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or a Benz. You know, I'm a really simple guy. I'd have to go with the Mini Cooper for my second wish. I mean, it's random. It's simple, but, hey, that's me.
And third wish.
All right, my third and final wish would be to have a huge farm with tons of animals. You know, I'm a city kid. Never got the chance to work on a farm. Never got the chance to work with animals too much. You know, I'm an animal lover. You know, I love animals. You know, all kinds of animals. So that would definitely be my third wish, to have a huge farm, lots of animals, lots of land. There you go.
Three wishes, folks. The genie has disappeared into the distance, and Jeremy has three wishes granted. Let's move into the last segment of our show before we wrap it up all nice with a bow on top. Who is your favorite NFL team? There's a reason I'm asking.
The New York Giants.
A Giants fan. Giants have a great franchise. They have always been quite, you know, they always know how to draft. Obviously, they had undrafted. So let's go with Jerry Reese, the general manager. He just brought you in for a workout, private workout. He has liked what he saw on tape. He had a scout come out to the Dream Bowl that you didn't know about. There's a whole bunch of reasons Reese likes you. So he's done, you know, with the workout. He sits down with you and says, why is Jeremy a good fit for the New York Giants? You have 2 minutes to tell me why you're a good fit for my franchise.
Well, you know, I'm a small player, but, you know, I'm smart, I'm fast, I'm quick, can catch everything. You know what? But most of all, you know, I'm a good leader. I'm a good person. I'm a good teammate. I'm a team player. You know, I work hard. I guarantee you. You know, no one would be working harder than me. No one would outwork me. You know, that's something. Being a small player, you just have to do. You know, there'll be guys who are bigger, stronger, faster, but you just got to make sure no one can outwork you. And that's kind of like a motto I've been living by. And you know, most of all, I'm a playbook whiz, man. You know, I really enjoy studying the game and understanding, you know, my opponents, breaking down film, getting better, you know. So I would spend that extra time to make myself better, to make everyone around me better, and to help produce for the team, you know. One thing is that playbook. So, you know, what good is a good wide receiver without knowing the playbook? And that's my strength right there. So I feel like I'd be certainly accountable, reliable when the time comes, when my number's called. So there you go.
Sports fans, draft fans, Jeremy Estramira. I said that right, didn't I?
Yeah, you said that right.
He's just a humble guy. I've had a great time with him tonight. I wish I could talk longer, but sadly we're only limited to 30 minutes a night. I think that's the perfect amount of time. He was a Dream Bowl participant, FCS Bowl participant, great guy around the locker room, great guy on campus. He's a student of the game. He really understands the playbook. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. He plays bigger than his size. Don't let his 5'7 frame deceive you. If you want to follow him on Twitter, JEstramira80. If you want to follow his NFL journey, please give him all the support you can. And also his interview will be archived in the NFL Draft War Room interview section at NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews if you want to check it out or if you missed it. Jeremy, thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate, you know, the things that you're doing for me and other athletes. It's awesome.
Well, anything I can do for you, just give a shout-out to me, and I'll try to make it happen. I can't get you to the league, but, you know, I can do as much as I can. Is there anything, any shout-outs you want to give to anybody in the last, you know, minute of the show?
You know, not too many. I'm not really a shout-out guy. I'm more quiet. But, you know, I just really want to thank my institution, my university, my family for the support, and, you know, anyone who supported me, follow my dream, whether I make it or not, you know, thank you. And to anybody who's listening, thank you.
Jeremy, thanks for coming on tonight. We'll be in touch.
All right, take it easy.
Sports fans, great kid. Jeremy Estramira from Mansfield University, wide receiver, running back. I really enjoyed having him on tonight. He was a Dream Bowl participant, FCS participant, small college all-star games. If you want to follow him on Twitter, JEstramira80, follow his NFL journey. And he's just a great guy. I really liked what he's seen. Sure, he's small at 5'7", 190, or not 190, 170. But he has blazing speed. He runs great routes. I really enjoyed it. And he's a mass media major. I love it. I did that in school, and I can't wait to hear from him again and his NFL journey. Don't forget to check out the interview below if you missed this interview in its entirety at NFLDraftRoom.com/interviews. Tomorrow night, I will have Lavelle Spavey, tight end, our first tight end of the year. Can't wait. So, folks, thank you for joining me tonight on another edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone.